الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء وانحسرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته وردعت عظمته العقول والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا. ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى. وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء ولولاه لصاحت الأرض بأهلها واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. O you who believe, fasting has been made a fariza upon you the way it has been made a fariza upon those who were before you. Maybe you become muttaqi. So we learn in the light of this verse that taqwa is the goal that we are pursuing in this holy month of Ramadan through the fasting. And we talked about the concept of taqwa in the previous lessons. And tonight is the continuation of this discussion, that taqwa is protecting your own self and shielding yourself from all those things which are unacceptable, either in the eyes of the Sharia or in the eyes of the Urf. It is compulsory for a person, whether those unacceptable things are based on aql, the intellect, or the adillatul manqula, the narrated evidences. In all the cases, protecting ourselves from those unacceptable and disliked things is called taqwa. And continuing to act according to taqwa requires us to continue to act according to the path of haqq and path of the human nature. So in Kitab al-Tahqiq, they define as siyanatu shay' anil muharramat, protecting a thing from the harams, al-shar'iyya wal-aqliyya, whether the harams which are based on human intellect, intellectual evidences, or the harams which are derived from the sharia. وَالتَّوَجُّهُ إِلَى الْحَقِّ, and continue to tread the path towards the haqq, on the haqq. وَإِلَى تَطْهِيرِ الْعَمَلِ وَإِلَى الْجَرَيَانِ الطَّبِيعِ الْمَعْرُوفِ, and continue to tread the path towards purifying our actions. So not performing a lot of actions, but performing, without attention towards its purification, but actually giving your attention towards the purification of the actions, the quality of the actions, although it may be less in magnitude. And continue to follow the natural path. And وَيُقَابِلُهُ الْفُجُورِ. And the opposite of taqwa is what in Arabic we call it al-fujur. Fajr is the person who doesn't tread the path of adl and i'tidal and does not avoid the harams in his life. Any person who does not abstain from the harams in his life is not considered to be muttaqi and adil. Instead, this person is classified to be a fajr person. And والفجور هو انشقاق حالة الاعتدال والجريان الطبيعي المعروف وخروج أمر مخالف يوجب فسقا وتغيانا. So any deviation from the recognized natural path and going towards any other way is going to make the person fasiq and taghi, rebellious against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So obviously the best definition is what Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, and that is in Biharul Anwar, where Imam alayhi salam, it's narrated that he said, according to this narration, an la yafqudaka Allahu haythu amaraka, that Allah doesn't miss you where He commanded you. وَلَا يَرَاكَ حَيْثُ نَهَاكَ, and Allah and doesn't see you where He stopped you. That means all those places where Allah commanded you to perform, all those things that Allah obliged you to do, you are found in those places. So you are busy, you are doing those a'mal and actions which Allah commanded you to do. And those places where Allah stopped you, that means all those harams in the life of a human where Allah stopped us and banned those harams upon us, He doesn't find us there. So we are not found in those places where Allah stopped us. So that's the simplest and I think the easiest and clearest definitions for the concept of taqwa. And so basically that's the reason when we define taqwa according to what the hadith, according to this narration, has said, so it will translate into the fact that taqwa means a person performs all the wajibat and abstains from all the harams, and this cannot happen unless he has all the fadail, all the basic compulsory fadail of the ilm al-akhlaq. Because all the wajibat that you do return back to one or several of the spiritual attributes, and all the haram that a person commits returns back to one or several of the deep-rooted attributes, as-sifatul zamima, the condemned attributes of the soul. So getting rid of the condemned attributes from our spirituality and replacing them with the fadail, the superior attributes of the soul, so that those spiritual attributes force us to perform all the wajibat and abstain from all the harams. This is how taqwa engulfs all the compulsory spiritual fadail and superior attributes. So taqwa is also considered in the light of this statement as the alam and symbol of all the fadail. And what in the ziyarat of Amir Mumin alayhi salam we find, that as-salamu ala mizan al-amal. We say salam to Imam Ali alayhi salam, and instead of saying him, addressing him with, in this segment of the ziyarat, we are, instead of addressing him with something else, we are addressing him with the fact that salam be upon you, salam be upon the one who is the measure and scale and yardstick of all the actions. So Imam Ali alayhi salam is the mizan of all the amal. Every ibadat has a significant status in Islam, but fasting, which is supposed to produce taqwa and generate taqwa in the spirituality of a human, if he performs according to how Allah commanded, fasting has a special status. Let's have a look towards fasting of some of the great personalities in the history, starting obviously from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Muhaddis Qummi has narrated in Safinat al-Bihar from Abdullah ibn Abbas that he said, إِن كُنْتَ تُرِيدُ صَوْمَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ فَإِنَّهُ كَانَ يَسُومُ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ كُلَّ شَهْرٍ يَقُولُهُنَّ صِيَامُ الدَّهْرِ. If you want to know about the fasting of the Prophet, he used to fast thrice every month, that means 3 days in every month, and say that this is fasting the whole, in other words, صَوْمُ الدَّهْرِ, the whole life. In other words, I mean, you are fasting as if you are fasting the whole year. If you fast 3 months in a 3 days in every month, it is considered to be you are fasting throughout the year, and hence you will be fasting throughout your life. So Prophet used to fast 3 days, according to this narration, 3 days every month. And Imam An-Nisa'i, one of the famous Imams of the Sunni brothers, in his famous book Kitab al-Khasa'is, talking about Amir al-Mumin alayhi salam and his, he says that he was a sawam. Sawam in Arabic, we say it's a sighatul mubalagha, and there wasn't a fa'al, which means somebody who fasts a lot. And Muhaddis Qummi again has narrated that kana kathira tahajjud wal ibada wa yasumu yawman wa yuftiru yawman. Al-Kuna wal Alqab. The famous book of Muhaddis Qummi, Al-Kuna wal Alqab. Here he says that Imam Ali Rizwan used to fast one day and didn't fast on the other day. And the next day he used to fast, again he didn't used to fast on the other day. So that's how every skipping one day in the middle. So every other day Imam Ali Rizwan used to be fasting according to this narration. Let's go to Imam Sayyidul Shuhada Al-Husayn ibn Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. And here we find that Abdullah ibn Zubayr, when he heard the news of the shahadat of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, he said that فَرَحِمُ اللَّهُ حُسَيْنًا, may Allah have mercy on Hussain alayhi salam, أَمَا وَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ كَانَ صَوَّامًا بِالنَّهَارِ وَقَوَّامًا بِاللَّيْلِ. Abdullah ibn Zubayr is not the supporter of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. He never did the bay'at of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, nor did he do the bay'at of Yazid, but he is not on the side of the walayat of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So he is an opponent of Imam Hussain. And if the opponent is describing Imam like this, it's it carries a weight. So he said Imam Hussain alayhi salam used to fast on the days and was standing up in the nights, that means praying, qiyam, standing in the night. وَأَوْلَى بِنَبِيِّهِمْ مِنَ الْفَاجِرِ ابْنِ الْفَاجِرِ. And he had more closeness towards the Prophet than this Fajr, son of Fajr. Obviously, he's referring to Yazid ibn Muawiyah. وَاللَّهِ مَا كَانَ يَسْتَبْدِلُ الْقُرْآنِ بِالْغِنَاءِ يَسْتَبْدِلُ بِالْقُرْآنِ الْغِنَاءِ. I swear to Allah, Imam Hussain did not used to replace the recitation of Qur'an with singing. So this is what Yazid used to do, you know, ghina and singing is replaced in his gathering with Quran, you know, was removed, and instead of reciting Quran, singing was brought in its place. وَلَا بِالْبُكَاءِ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ الْحِدَاءِ. Nor does he, singing the songs were replaced, Imam Hussain alayhi salam didn't do that. So he used to cry from the fear of Allah instead of having the singing in. وَلَا بِالسِّيَامِ بِشُرْبِ الْخَمْرِ. Nor did Imam Hussain alayhi salam replace the fasting with the drinking of alcohol. So that's how Yazid has done. So this is what he says. And about Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam, it is narrated by Sayyid ibn Ta'us in Kitab al-Luhuf that baka ala abihi 40 sanatan sa'iman naharuhu wa qa'iman layl. that Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam cried upon his father for 40 years, and in the daytime of those 40 years he was fasting, in the nighttime he was up and standing and doing the qiyam and ibadat. This is how Sayyid ibn Taus has mentioned about Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam. We also have a great deal to learn from the glorious behavior of Hazrat Ja'far al-Tayyar salamullahi alayhi. Hazrat Ja'far al-Tayyar is part of Ahlul Bayt, and we can proudly claim that because Prophet has said in his hadith that people are from various trees, and me and Ja'far are from one shajara, from one tree. So, and also Prophet has said to Ja'far al-Tayyar that you are my shabih, you are similar to me in your creation and your hulk and your morals. So obviously, if the Prophet says to somebody that you are similar to me in the creation and your morals, he has to be similar to Rasulullah, and he has to be ma'soom, and he can never do sins. This is one of the concrete evidences. Ja'far al-Tayyar is the brother of Imam Ali alayhi salam, younger brother. He is the shaheed and champion of the Battle of Mauta. Enemies were 30,000 to 40,000 in number, and the Muslims were 3,000 only. And the commander of the battle is Hazrat Ja'far al-Tayyar, salamullah alayhi. He had his hands cut off in the battle by the enemies. He was surrounded by the enemies, and obviously they cut off his hands. Both of his hands were chopped off. So between the neck and the navel, he had 70 arrows on his body. And when he was brought into the makeshift hospitals, in those days there were no hospitals. They used to bring the injured people into a khayma, into a tent, isn't that right? And that khayma was called Darul Harb, the house of war. So I call it the makeshift hospital on the battlefield. So when they brought him into the temporary hospital, and Abdullah ibn Umar, the son of Umar ibn Khattab, he was there. He said, I brought water for him in that khayma, in the tent. So, and his eyes were shut. So I understood that he's very much in, obviously very much thirsty. So I brought water to him and I asked him to drink the water. He opened up his eyes and he said, wait till the Maghrib time arrives. So I said, why to wait till the Maghrib time arrives and you got the water now? He said, because if I stay alive till the Maghrib time, I will drink the water. If I don't stay alive, I will meet my Allah thirsty because I'm fasting. So despite the fact that Ja'far al-Tayyar salamullah alayhi was fasting, and he's injured and he's bleeding big time, his hands are cut off and there are 70 arrows from his neck till his navel, but he is not ready to break his fast. So Prophet was obviously right. He was always right when he said to Ja'far al-Tayyar alayhi salam that which I'm paraphrasing in my own words, when Prophet informed him that that you basically deserve to get two wings with which you will fly in the, you know. So Ja'far al-Tayyar alayhi salam, according to the hadith of Rasulullah, obviously he got two wings and he's flying in the heaven along inside the Jannah. I think it's the time of prayers already, so we will continue that inshallah in the next lesson. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad wa alihi at-tahirin.